Welcome back into Sports Talk on 105.3 FM. If you're looking for the Pelicans pregame coverage, that is on 870 AM, as will tip off at 7 PM. Coming up on 105.3 and the New Orleans Saints Radio Network at 7 will be the Saints Hour, featuring Mike Hoss. He's got with him Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, also Broncos reporter Lionel Bienvenu. You can hear that on the Saints Hour coming up at 7 o'clock. Charlie, you pointed out this article to me on ESPN that just came out, ranking the top 100 players in the NBA. And I'm like, all right, cool, I'll check it out. And I'm going in, one, two, three. The fourth player in, ranked number 97, Herb Jones.
Okay, let me preface this by saying that I'm just going to complain about this because Herb is unbelievably underrated. I mean, you're talking about the best wing defender in the NBA. And as Bobby always says, that's not an opinion, that's a fact. He was the only wing voted to a first-team All-NBA defensive team this past year. All the others were bigs.
Wow.
Herb Jones is the guy, the premier NBA wing defender. And he's ranked number 97 on ESPN's top 100 NBA players list. I'm sorry, what? And then you look at some of the names above him. Like, listen, like, I'll get to some of those in a second. The funniest thing about this list, though, and this article, is the first thing that it says is, maybe Jones should rank higher here.
Yes,
he should. And I know these preseason lists don't mean anything, so I'm just complaining to complain. But it's dumb, and I want to defend Herb because he's fantastic. He's underrated, criminally underrated, because you're looking above him. Al Horford, what? Steve, for the 2024-25 season, you taking Al Horford over Herb Jones? I'm not. Further above him, Jalen Suggs. What? I mean, Jalen Suggs is known for his defense. Herb is a better defender. Sorry, he just is. Further than that, Keegan Murray. I'd take Herb over Keegan. Like, Keegan's got a high ceiling. I like Keegan Murray. I like Herb Jones more. I like Herb Jones could lock down Keegan Murray on any given night, too. Brook Lopez. Jabari Smith for the Houston Rockets. What are we doing?
I was saying even Valanciunas.
Jonas Valanciunas at 91.
The man couldn't even get minutes at the end of the season.
Over Herb Jones? What?
Charlie's going to lose it today.
Andrew Wiggins? I don't know, man. Some of these. Jaime Jaquez. I'm taking Herb Jones over all these players.
I'm looking here. Who put out this article? It just says ESPN Insider, so you can take it up with them.
Listen, and I respect Lou Dort. What he did against Brandon Ingram.
Right.
To be fair, a one-legged Brandon Ingram in the playoffs. Herb Jones is better. I'm just saying. Lou Dort was in a first-team All-NBA defensive player this past year. And, like, are they expecting him to take a step back? I don't know. Like, why would he? He's only shown development and improved every single year that he's been in the NBA. So my entire point of this rant that I'm going on right now, Herb Jones is criminally underrated, and I hope he sees this. I hope he comes into the year with a chip on his shoulder. And to be fair, let me put this out there as well. I don't like the idea of him playing five for this team, playing at the center spot. I think he's not big enough. He just isn't. And so, the idea of you're playing fast and you're playing the small ball lineup and you're just rolling teams offensively, I can understand that. But why would you take the best wing defender and take him off the wing and put him underneath and bang bodies with the big guys?
Right.
I don't like that at all. So I'm taking that report from Shams with a grain of salt. I like Willie. I'll have to kind of see what he decides to do. But until I see it, I think that Herb Jones is going to stay where he's perfect at right now for this team as the best wing defender in the NBA.
With this article, Charlie, we're waiting for the first 1 through 50 to come out. The only other Pelicans player in the list from 51 to 100, C.J. McCollum coming in at number 84.
Yeah, I mean, C.J.'s there. Klay Thompson at 71, too. Man, this is a terrible list. Like, what are we doing?
You seem to get a lot of guys here just getting higher.
Josh Hart at 61.
Name recognition seems to be a big factor here.
What? Like, they have Dante DiVincenzo above Herb Jones. I can't with this, Steve. This is a terrible list from ESPN. And Alex Caruso. Like, Herb Jones does what these other players do well better than they do, which is defense. Like, the defensive-first players. And Herb's improvement shooting as well. Like, year to year, he turned into a legitimate, you know, not just an elite defensive wing, but also a legitimate shooting option for this team. Shot 41% from three this past year. 49% overall.
Right.
Averaged a career high 11 points per game. Herb is a core building block of this team. And this is after he got paid, by the way. And I hate to see someone, I guess, go underappreciated is what I'm trying to say. Because I just think that, you know, And once again, I this list does not matter by any stretch of the imagination.
Do you think they don't even have Trey Murphy in the top 100? Because I can't imagine he's going to be in the first 50.
I don't think they will. I think he would have been around that, you know, general vicinity of like a CJ or a Herb. But he's not going to probably be on this list. Trey's going to be that guy that's flying under the radar entering the year, but keep an eye on him. Because once Trey gets healthy from this hamstring injury, which it stinks that he's having to deal with right now, I can't wait to watch Trey Murphy play basketball for the Pels this year.
Do you think they have Brandon Ingram in the top 50 of their list?
I would imagine so. Maybe he's on the back end of it, like closer to 50 or 40s. But then again, I have no idea. It's a bad list.
Yeah, I'm curious, obviously, too, to see where Zion ends up. Injuries weren't an issue for him last season, thankfully, until that final game, obviously, before the, you know, the postseason started. But interested to see how, obviously, Zion builds into this season after last year and where, like, this ESPN ranking would have him.
I'm with Ollie, man. I'm excited for this year. Like, the Pelicans have a ton of talent. Now, it's really loaded at wing.
Yeah.
And at guard, Daniel Tice is going to be their center. Now, if he's the starting center, we'll have to see.
It works, it'll be brilliant. But yeah, then all of a sudden, if it's not, they'll, you know, fans will be knocking.
We'll see what Willie decides to do. And I trust him with whatever he ends up, you know, going for. But as far as Herb Jones and the being one of the main wings on this team that you just love to see, because the Pelicans for so many years didn't have any wings. And now you got B.I. and you got Herb and you got Trey. And they're all coming into the year and they give you hope.